Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, because Loggy hasn't left for her surgeon's appointment yet, it's the Tim Jess with Loggy show this afternoon. Yes. Until you get out of here. So
I love being here.
You're our Lingy.
Oh my God. Wow, this sense of self is really pumping inside me. I love it.
So you'll leave early and get paid the most. Does that sound like a fair deal?
Yeah, that sounds like a great deal.
Actually, I'm very happy you're here because I wanted to talk about something. Okay. Jess and I are around about the same age. We needed to speak to someone a little bit older. So, Loggy, thank you for being around
Why
here.
Why do insult it?
It's not an insult. It's exactly what we need. An old person.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Oh, damn, you
You're turning 40, so calm right down.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you are. All the members of the Brekkie Show will be in their 40s and you're moving swiftly to AM radio in the next 5 years.
We're already like yelling at things. I yelled at the speed limit today. I was like, no, this is not happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, sorry.
So I think I've spoken about this a lot on the show. Jess is fully aware of this, but Loggy, I don't know about you, but do you have free-to-air television?
Yes.
Okay. My cord from my TV to the wall... I bought a 3 meter cord. Mm-hmm. It's about 3.5 meters, so it doesn't fit, but I refuse to buy another cord. So I currently, for the last like 5 years, have been living without free to air television.
Why?
Because I'm not going to go spend more money on a cord. You can get a lot of the things on the apps. Like if I want to watch Channel 10,
it was the same
ABC.
In my other house. We didn't have the right cord. And when we moved into this new place, I decided to check if the cord we had worked. Yeah. Does. I have free to air again. Yeah. First time in like 3 years.
A lot of people, obviously, they're on the streaming services, whether it's Netflix, Stan, Paramount Plus, they're all great. But I've been watching Australian Survivor lately on 10Play. I've been a little bit behind, so I've been catching up. Something that I want on all platforms, I think all platforms need to bring ads back. I think ads makes watching a show better. Okay, I don't like watching an episode on Netflix and you just watch the whole like hour.
Wrong because Prime have started doing it. So Amazon Prime,
and I think
got
it's a great
ads
move.
Now. And there's a new one, like a new subscription service on Netflix that you can go down a tier, pay less, and you've got ads.
Hear me out.
I think
for
Disney
it.
Are doing it as well.
Hear me out. Do you ever watch something with your partner and you're annoyed? They're on their phone and you're like, "Are you watching? Like, I want to have to describe this to you later on."
It's usually me.
Ads provide a 2 minute window where you can stop watching. Like you can stop looking at the television. You can go on your phone. You can look at Instagram. You can look at your Facebook, your LinkedIn, who's connecting, all those things. Then when the episode starts again, you're straight back into it.
Have you heard of the pause button?
Yeah. No, because
that's a good point. It's a good point.
I like the built-in, like, nah, this is 3 minutes. This is 2 minutes. This is what you got to deal with.
Because Jimmy and I do the pause for comment. And then we'll pause.
But I see that can turn into a 10-minute break. Whereas I feel like this is good because you go, all right, I can go on my phone, blah, blah, blah. It starts again. Oh, all right. I know there's another ad break coming up. There's like 5 ad breaks across an hour or whatever it is.
I'm just always on my phone. Yeah. I don't wait for breaks.
Well, that's the thing. But then like does your husband get frustrated that you're not
paying
attention?
Because then I go, what happened? What was that? I think I missed that. I don't understand. I don't get it.
So unlike you. I was just, never thought that. The thing is, if I'm going to be paying... then I don't want to be paying with the ads.
Okay, well, maybe if there's no ads, maybe even if it's just like the episodes that goes to like a we'll be back in a moment for 2 minutes and there's no ads, you can skip it if you want, but I think it's a feature that you have it there. Phone break, toilet, because it's a toilet break, it's everything.
My little overstimulated munchkin over there.
It depends on the show, because sometimes if you're watching something and it's like Severance at the moment, my wife and I are watching.
Yeah.
And it's like, you cannot take your eyes off this because there are clues. Mm-hmm. There's so much going on. If you do, I start getting annoyed. I'm like, keep up. You're disrespecting the show. You're disrespecting me.
Yes.
Keep up. Get off your phone.
Yeah.
And I'll do a passive aggressive thing.
You're so fun to be around.
Okay. No, I am. I'll do the passive aggressive. You're right. You're right. Yeah. Do you want me to pause? Oh, I'll pause it. Yeah, I'll pause it
what
for you.
What a prison wife Jess lives in.
I just think I like...
would love free-to-air. You would honestly thrive.
Just get a longer cord, man. Like, it's like, what, $15? I'll get you a cord
now. I'll just go to the money factory and print off some money for these cords that are flying out your end. Unbelievable. Thank you so much for sticking around. We do appreciate it. I know I keep not seeming it, but yeah, I think ads need to come back to streaming service.
This is Tim and Jess.
got a bit of an ethical dilemma for you.
Love it.
And I know that it's been a while since you've been on a date.
I date my wife.
No, I know, but it's been a long time since you tried to impress someone.
Yeah, I know it's going to go well.
Exactly.
She'll come home at the end of the day.
To the home you share.
Yeah, that's nice.
I want to talk about a friend of mine. He just won a bit of a voucher at his company.
Sure.
They give vouchers, like incentives. He did something good, and they were like, here's a voucher.
Nice.
Yeah, which, I mean, would be nice, wouldn't it?
No, that's great.
And it was to a bit of a fancier restaurant. And so he was, like, super rapt talking about it with us this week. Like, hey, like, super keen, really excited. Going to have to get a date now so that I can take someone nice with me.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, you're going to use a voucher on a date?
Well, I think what you do is you don't say you've got a voucher.
Right.
And you go, let me take you out for a night on the town.
Wine you.
For a limited amount of fun.
Yeah. We've only got $100 though. Yeah.
So. And then you go and pay.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't have to see you pay.
Like,
a first date, that's gangster.
Is it really?
Like, it's sneaky.
Is it, like, if you saw someone, like, whipping out a voucher, would you have whipped out a voucher on a first date? Or would that not impress someone?
I don't know. Like, Cozzy lives, bro.
Yeah. True.
Costly lives.
I just said to him, I was like, are you sure you want to impress this person? Like, maybe, like, don't show them you've got the voucher.
So if you went on a first date and someone, your husband, your now husband, paid with a voucher, you'd be like.
If I found out that he had a voucher now, I'd be very excited. I'd be like, yes, absolutely. Where are we going?
But first date.
First date, I don't know. I'd be like, oh, you're not even going to pay. Okay.
Well, you're not.
Well.
Why does he have to? This way they win.
I don't make the rules, Tim.
No one pays this way. What if it was
then
like...
Then are they paying for the next one? What I'm saying.
Well, what if it was like, all right, well, I've got $100. Anything over that, you can...
No, that's so much worse. Oh, my God, no. You've got to... Like, if I knew that the voucher was going to be there, I'd be like, well, let's order a few extra cocktails.
I don't know.
Do you know
you've spoken about how... As much as, like, the primal feminist in you wants to say that the man shouldn't pay on the first date, in a stereotypical male-female relationship, it's not even a quiet voice. You go, but he should pay.
He should pay.
But here's the thing. You have rules on it. You're like, you should pay with your money, not with a voucher.
Well, I just feel like the voucher is it's a bit of a tight-ass move, isn't it?
You not paying at all is the biggest tight-ass maneuver of a generation. And just, anyway. However you feel, whatever.
Well, 52232955, give us a call. Can you use a voucher on a first date?
It is funny to hear.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, it's particularly like, he was like, I can't wait to take a girl to this fancy restaurant. Like, I'm going to use this on a date.
Well, it might inspire it. And then, like, if he's going to spend more than whatever the limit is, if it's $100 and it ends up being $180, he's still going to go up and pay. Like, he's still paying $80. He's just
getting... But if she's standing right next to him and he whips out this voucher from work...
don't get up. Stay. Sit. You stay there. I have to pay privately. They come over with the machine. You're like...
Okay. Like, it's way hotter if you, like, you just hand the card over. Do you know what I mean?
This is why feminism...
I'm not helping anyone. And this close to International Women's Day, too.
Yeah, bad week.
Yeah.
Bad week to bring this
bad
up,
week.
Jess.
Danielle from Newcombe, how do you feel about this? Can you use a voucher on a first date or would you find that a bit ick?
No, that's massive ick for me.
One step forward and two steps back. No. Danielle, why is it an ick for you?
I went on a date. Well, it's an ick. Look, I went on a date once and at the end of the date, first date, they were... wanting to pay half-half.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, half-half never works,
look,
Danielle.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And, you know, you got the voucher. That's cool. Save it for your family. It's not for a first date. It's not. It's big ick for me.
But it's the same experience. It's literally just the payment method is different. And why does it, again, this person just asked for half of what you've both just experienced.
Nah. There's something nice about going on a first date. And the guy, or, you know, if you're in a same-sex relationship, like whoever's asked, being like, you know what? Here we go.
If you've asked this, stereotypically, like say you've asked out a male, then should you pay? Sorry, do we lose
not on a first date?
Sorry, Danielle, with the phone dropped out there. There was a lot of silence.
I wouldn't have been asking for a first date anyway.
Okay,
you got to wait to be asked.
Exactly right.
Very interesting, Danielle. Thank you very much for your call. Matt from Kerr Lewis, how do you feel about paying for a first date with a voucher?
Well, I think either way, male or female, it's almost a boast that you got a voucher for a KTV.
Oh!
Walk in, flapping it around.
You reckon it's a brag, Matt?
I reckon it is. But secondly, Jeff, if you had, would you ask the guy how he earned his money?
What do you mean?
Like how, like instead of being like, well, I don't care if whatever you do for the money, it could be a criminal act. Could be a fair trade.
But I wouldn't ask him. But it's something.
If he paid with cash, would you say, where'd you get the cash from?
No, I'd be impressed that he's carrying cash around, though.
So what's the difference between cash and a voucher? he obtained it from working, or she obtained it from working.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a real telling sign of
good.
How the person reacts. Like, if you do go, I've got a voucher. If they're like Jess going, oh, no, the man should pay. Or if like, yes, cool, we're both getting a free meal. That's the energy you're looking for, Matt. You're just looking for someone to match your energy.
I think save it for like date three or four. Do you know what I mean? Like, first date, you should just pay.
I don't know how your marriage is. This is absolutely ridiculous. Matt from Kerr Lewis, no matter how much sense you speak, it's not penetrating, and that's okay.
I'll tell you why I'm still married, because my husband paid on the first date.
Okay, and so International Women's Day, Jess, it's this Saturday. Have you got anything you'd like to say?
Just do whatever you like.
Yeah, unless he tells you not to. Yeah. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Jess, we just had Chris from Workdays and Great Ocean Odes into the studio talking about Great Ocean Odes tonight, live pop culture records. He was about to leave and I said, no, stay. So, Chris, thank you very much for staying.
He looks terrified. What have you asked him?
I knew what I had to talk about last time.
Well, Chris, the reason I've got you to stick around is because you're a dad. Mm-hmm. Your son Patrick, how old's Patrick now?
Seven.
So
can confirm, has child.
I am entering a new era with my son, who is 1.5 and a bit.
Yep.
Stickers. I'm hearing from a lot of parents that stickers are a high form of currency.
They're pretty cool.
Okay.
And I don't remember me loving stickers. It was a long time ago. But you know, it was a time.
Yeah.
Now when for Patrick did stickers start and finish? Because and then I've been chatting to Jess today about stickers, and there's like Primo stickers.
Well, because like I've bought stickers, you know, as Auntie Jess over the years, I've bought many a sticker for all of my friends' kids. And there's certain stickers that you can get that are easier to peel for kids. Like, you don't want to cheap out on stickers because then they find it frustrating because they can't peel the sticker off.
You want to rip it. I was chatting to Tom from the Brekkie Show. He brought up that. He was like, sometimes the girls, they'll be pulling stickers. It'll rip. Then it's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disaster.
How do you remember, like, is the stick, obviously, like, with Patrick being 7 now, still in the sticker game? He's a switched-on kid.
Not in terms of collecting and going about it, but if he'll get one, yeah, it's great. Like, he'll put it on his hand. He'll know now that it'll probably come off if he goes to the playground and goes nuts. But he will protect
the sticker.
Come out of school when I come to pick him up on a Friday and he's got a sticker on his nose. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you know that's going to fall off soon. He's like, yeah.
So like, there's no actual collection. Still to go.
I mean, Tim, I'm, what, 33? Going on 34 this year. And a couple of years ago when I wound up in hospital, they gave me a sticker saying, I'm a Bravosaurus.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, please. Yeah. I'll have the sticker, thanks.
You're like, I can't go to the playground. I don't want this
still love
to
the
fall
little
off.
Lollipop after getting a vaccination. All that gear still works.
Okay. Because
Did you ever save stickers when you were a kid? Like the sticker's
sticker
too
book?
Good.
Nah.
I can't use it on anything.
No, we had a scrapbook. Like, my brother and I each had scrapbooks of stickers, but what becomes a sticker is the outline of the original sticker. As well.
Yes.
100%. Because then it's like, what do I do with this random shape? The only thing I would do from memory is on whether it was school books, is I would get like the stickers, whether it was, I don't know, for Essendon or for wrestling or for whatever, Hot Wheels, and I would stick those onto my books.
Yes.
And it would be like, well, I'm only putting one on here, so which one is for
I
maths?
Still do it. I put one on my diary.
Yeah, I know. And again, you are 34.
Yeah.
So stickers, so I was going to say, at least I've got 5 years still to expect, but I've got 34 years still to go for my son being into stickers. All
You're welcome.
It sounds like it's going to financially devastate
it will.
Us as a family.
But I like Jack hasn't been a big fan of me lately, so I know I'm going to go buy him some books of stickers.
He's cried the last two times he's
win
seen
him over
it.
Again.
I think you need a... He's just having
I will win back his love.
I think he's having an issue with loud ladies with brown hair.
Yeah.
Because it's you and my sister right now. So
at least I'm not alone.
Yeah, there you go. Everyone's hurting. So you know what'll make you know what'll get him on side?
Stickers.
Stickers.
Yeah.
There you go.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.